Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
Today is Saturday, May 18th, 2019, and my name is Gina Mercer. I am a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter of Kansas City, Missouri. I am here with Lauren Luella Foster, a golden member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter of Kansas City, Missouri. The title Golden means Sora Lauren has met the 50-year milestone of membership in the sorority. We are here today to learn about her story as a woman of our illustrious Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated. Sora Lauren, let's begin with you telling something about your beginning.
Certainly, and good morning to you, Gina. I was born in Memphis, Tennessee, November 7th, 1948, with a family of two sisters and three brothers. No Greeks in my family at all. I was the first and only one. My parents, named Mr. and Mrs. Marshall Maple Sr., I'm saying that because there's a junior and a third. My spouse is Grant Lawrence Foster, and we have one son. His name is Spencer Tyrus. He is a professor of African American Studies at what we refer to as FAMU, Florida AMU. I grew up in Memphis on the north side of town, a more urban and industrialized side of town, in a predominantly African-American neighborhood. And I felt a very close bond with my teachers, my neighbors, my other relatives, and I knew right away that I no doubt would be an educator. I am from a family of educators. Out of the six of us, four of us went to historically black colleges, and four of us all were in education in some form or another. My brother, elementary principal, and the rest of us started out teaching and going into other areas of education.
Tell us, what are the names of your brothers and sisters, and can you tell us their HBCU schools?
Of course. The eldest brother went to, at that time we called it Arkansas AM&N, UAPB, in Pine Bluff. He was a music major, had a full scholarship. His name was Marshall Maple Jr. My sister went to Lemoyne Owen College in Memphis. She also had a full ride. She majored in English and went on to work for both the Memphis City Schools and for the state of Tennessee as a curriculum developer and a curriculum writer for the state of Tennessee. And of course, with me, I was in the classroom, for over 20 years in the classroom. Then I was a resource teacher. I was a multicultural specialist. I was a literacy coach. And then I was an instructional coach for almost 10 years before I retired. My siblings who were not in education, my brother worked for the post office and my sister worked for the defense depot in Memphis. Everybody was in Memphis until we graduated from high school except my brother who went to Lemoyne Owen. So I had two siblings who went to Lemoyne Owen. One left and went to Detroit and was a special ed teacher and supervisor and elementary principal. Then I left, I married in 1970, came to Kansas City, and I've been here ever since.
And where did you attend college?
I went to Lincoln University in Jefferson City, Missouri, and I was initiated in Alpha Iota in 1969, which makes my 50 years.
And what did you major in?
I majored in speech and drama and French education. I enjoyed both areas of my major, my double major. I was in many theatrical productions, and even when I started teaching school, I enjoyed putting on programs such as our African-American history program, different plays, even talent shows. I enjoyed the other ethnic groups like the Cinco de Mayo, allowed my students to do like a one lady or one young man show where they would do recitations of people like Frederick Douglass or Malcolm X or Dr. King or any outstanding and upstanding person that I thought that they would be interested in doing.
When you attended LU, Lincoln University in Jefferson City, Missouri, what inspired you to choose Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority?
Excellent question, sorry, Gina. I always admired, so I guess it was a combination of fascination and admiration. The women of Alpha Kappa Alpha always impressed me in the manner which they carried themselves. I always liked the way they appeared very dignified. There was a close camaraderie with those on campus at that time. And you have to also reflect on the time. It was the late 60s, and it was a close bond there. We always liked the idea of the expression, the James Brown expression, I'm black and I'm proud. So we had to carry ourselves being not just proud, but having a certain amount of dignity with that godly pride. There are many times when we if we would go any place off campus, there was a manner in which you were expected to conduct yourself. You cannot be the one who wanted to be seen or the one who wanted to be heard. You had to be the one who reflected a certain amount of dignity and respect. As we would say, it came with the territory.
The impact that Alpha Kappa Alpha has had on your life, what are the top three areas that you would consider?
I would consider it pushed me into maybe pursuing other advanced degrees. There were a lot of my sorors in Beta Omega and the other neighboring sister chapters who went on to get advanced degrees. So I went on to get a master's at KU, and at UMKC I received almost 25 years ago an ed specialist degree. And in August, I will be getting a THD, a doctorate in theology.
Now, I understand coming from an undergrad chapter, Alpha Iota, to a grad chapter, Beta Omega. Can you tell us what was your most memorable, AKA moment or moments?
Oh my, I have many memorable, AKA moments. I have a granddaughter who is now a lady of Alpha Kappa Alpha, so that makes her legacy. I have two nieces who are Alpha Kappa Alpha women now. And I guess becoming a golden soror, becoming both life and golden, those are special moments. And I guess walking down that red and gold carpet a couple of months ago when I became golden, that was a very special moment. And receiving my crown, my golden crown. That was the first time I received a crown this side of heaven. So that was very special to me.
What has been some of your contributions to the community and community service, career, or volunteer services?
There have been many opportunities that we've reached out to the community. I chaired about, a little less than 10 years ago, the Black Family. And I enjoyed that immensely because we did so much for the Black family. We gave the mothers different gifts, such as for Mother's Day, for Christmas, Thanksgiving. We reached out to the schools and we gave them supplies for their classroom and for the schools. And what was really memorable about that is that the principals were so excited to see the boxes that the chapter had organized and compiled to give them books, different things that the students could use as well as what the school could use. And it made my heart good because I chaired the committee and it made it seem as though it was something that was well received by the schools and the students.
What advice do you have for sorors starting out in Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority?
I believe that sorors should remember that when you are initiated into Alpha Kappa Alpha, it's more than something that we write as though you're placing a line, filling a line on a resume. I think you are making a lifelong commitment. We are interested in your dedication, the time of involvement in terms of being a service to all mankind. We take pride in saying that we are a service to all mankind, which means that we first help one another. And then we reach out to any of those, not just people who look like us, but anyone whom we feel could need our tutoring, our mentoring, and things that would be a service to all mankind.
What do you want sorors to remember about you?
About me as Lauren Luella. I want them to know that I have made an effort to be dedicated in spite of the things that I did not always agree with. I always wanted to make sure that I was involved in something that I felt very strongly about. I was in a number of, I was on a number of committees, and I felt very strongly about each one of those committees that I was involved with. For over 30 years, I worked with our debutante ball, and I think it goes back to when I was a debutante. And I remember when one of my instructors asked me, she called me Maple, and she stopped me in the hallway, I remember it to this day, and said, "Maple, would you be interested in being a debutante?" And I was just so, I hate to use the word flattered, but that was such a height of compliments, because she was a very special teacher. I took French, but she was a Spanish teacher, but she knew me because she had taught my sister. And to ask me if I wanted to be a debutante, I just went to the top of cloud nine. I was on cloud, like people say, 99. I was just at the height of whatever highest cloud that you could possibly drift on. And I filled out all my paperwork, and I think I got it back in record time. That was well over 50. That was well over 50 years ago. That was in high school. And since then, I have been interested in working with our young ladies. One of my memorable experiences is when my niece became Miss AKA, Miss Debutante for our ball, our Beta Omega chapter in AKA. She was Miss Debutante. And then my very good friend, her daughter was runner-up. So it took me back to my childhood. It took me back to my days as a debutante. But I want young ladies to carry themselves in a manner where people whom they don't know in their immediate family can come up to them and say, "Would you like to represent your school?" At that time, over 50 years ago, I was five. There were 468 seniors in my senior class, and there I was, one in five out of 468 students. I mean, that was, you know, 468 young men and women, and I think we had more females than males. So I was highly complimented to be asked, and that's a carryover. That's a carryover to. And it speaks volumes of how I like to project that same kind of image, even on my down days. You know, every day is not going to be where you feel billowy and pillowy. You feel pretty much your normal self. But that's the way I am.
We're going to take you back just a little bit. Prior to you taking your stroll down that pink carpet and outlined with golden leaves of your golden recognition, what do you reflect to be, what are you going to take from here for the next years to come? Now that you're golden, what do you take for that as you move forward?
You want to project the image that you just don't rest on your laurels, that you have a legacy beyond your grandchild or your relatives. Your legacy, I believe, those things that you firmly believe in, that you pass on. If you believe in scholarship, you emphasize scholarship. If you believe in cohesiveness among your sister relations, you want to stress that. You want to stress that if there is a chapter member who is in need of whatever, a phone call, or if there's something that has recently happened, like a divorce or a death or whatever, you want to be one of the first ones to reach out to those sisters and the family members of those sisters with whom you can easily interact with.
So, Lauren, is there anything else you would like to share with us?
I just want to make sure that One of the memorable, I think I mentioned a couple of memorable moments, but my first boule, I recall riding with you and your mother. Yes, out to Washington, D.C. That was memorable.
Yes, it was.
And the very next morning, I had to get up. I use the expression at the crack of dawn. I know that's my Southern expression, but we did have to get up probably like maybe 5:30 or 6 o'clock in the morning so I could go and pick up my packet and all of that. And later that morning, we marched in Washington, D.C. with Reverend Jesse Jackson, and I had an opportunity to meet him, and that was very memorable. And I thought you would remember that as well, because you were with with me, and I was with you and your mother, and that was very special.
Is there anything else you would like to share?
Certainly, I'd like to thank all of my family members, my mother, who sacrificed everything that she had for her last one, my mother and father, Mr. and Mrs. Marshall Maple Sr., my sister Marilyn Maple Yancey, my brother Marshall Maple Jr., and my brother James Maple, my sister Edna Maple Perry, and my brother, the one next to me, Carl Gillum Maple. I was married to Spencer David Tyrus, and we have one son together, and he's Spencer Tyrus the second. I'm married now to Grant Lawrence Foster, and we have that name again because it was also my mother's maiden name. And with that, we also have a granddaughter who is, as I mentioned earlier, who is an AKA, she's Legacy, Cherie Carter. And those are my immediate family members. And I appreciate every single one of them because they have had their own type of impact on my life.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Sarah Lauren, for sharing your story. This concludes the recording of Lauren Luella Foster on this date, Saturday, May 18th, 2018, at the Midwestern Genealogy Center here in Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and thank you.